In the continuing series, A Hymn of Glory, Let Us Sing, we hear about the hymn, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, found in the Worship Supplement, number 742, in the Lutheran Service Book, number 793. The most famous hymn Henry Francis Light ever wrote was Abide With Me, Fast Falls the Eventide. But not far behind is Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. With this poem, Light gave the world a text that not only praises God with high hallelujahs, but also recounts his loving mercy toward us in phrases filled with comfort. This hymn appears most frequently in hymnals under the heading Worship and Praise. The hymn writer understood both. Christian worship is more than just praise. In fact, our praises to God come second. Before we are able to praise our Lord, we must first be the recipients of his divine grace. This is the greater part of our worship services too, God's coming to us and serving us with the gospel. First, he gives us gifts that are worthy of praise, and then we proclaim the wonders that he has done. Praise my soul, the King of Heavens, to his feet your tribute bring. But why bring such tribute? What moves us to lay our best before the Lord and praise him as our King? It is answered, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Could there be four words together that better describe what God has done for us? Could there be four words that better call forth an everlasting outpouring of praise from our hearts? We are ransomed from sin, death, and hell by the cross and the empty tomb of Jesus. We are healed because Christ took our weaknesses and infirmities on himself. We are restored to life forever. We are forgiven, for our sins have been lifted up and carried away. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the everlasting King. The hymn's second stanza highlights God's readiness to help us in our days of distress. Psalm 50, verse 15 is where we find that famous invitation, Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you. And you will honor me. It seems as if Henry Light had that very passage in mind when he wrote, Praise him for his grace and favor to his people in distress. Praise him still the same as ever, slow to chide and swift to bless, glorious in his faithfulness. God's mercy toward us is the subject of stanza 3. If the Lord were to turn away from us, we would not last a moment. We are ever so weak and ever so frail, but a bruised reed he does not break, and a faintly burning wick he does not snuff out. Father-like he tends and spares us. Well our feeble frame he knows. In his hand he gently bears us, rescues us from all our foes. Finding God's mercy and love toward us is unchanging. The closing stanza echoes one of the beloved themes from Abide With Me, namely, O Thou who changest not. Never will our God fail us. Alleluia. Frail as summer's flower we flourish, blows the wind and it is gone. But while mortals rise and perish, God endures unchanging on. Such a mighty text of worship and praise deserves an equally mighty hymn tune. The organist at St. Paul's Cathedral in London, John Goss, does not disappoint us. In 1868 he wrote a melody called Lauda Anima to go with these words. It has been called one of the finest tunes ever to come out of the Victorian era. A musical reviewer in 1869 wrote, It is at once the most beautiful and dignified hymn tune that has lately come under our notice. When you hear it, you will find it hard to disagree even 150 years later. This article is written by David Schaller, pastor of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Sister Lake, Michigan.